I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, babies. Charity Stripe, it's your free throws because they're free. JK, we're Stripe Sports. It'll get some taken used to, but we're back nonetheless. Nick, happy opening day. Good to see you, my friend. Happy we're rocking the same team, different colors, different hats, but same idea. Nonetheless, baseball season is well underway today, as we're seeing. We're recording the day before for our picks, but you're hearing it day of. So very exciting. We're pumped. It's our favorite time of year. We're going to give you our MVP picks, both leagues, Cy Youngs, some dark horses, long shots, of course, our picks, rookies of the year, AL winner, NL winner, and some hot takes for this one. But first, Nick, what are you most excited to see this season?
Well, I just want to quickly talk about the hats we're wearing. You're wearing a Padres hat, and I'm wearing a Padres hat. It's my team. But you know what? I don't think I have any Red Sox gear, and I want to normalize friends giving friends gifts of their own favorite team. Yeah. I have gotten you a Fernando Tatis hat before in the past.
Yes,
but I think that might be the only Padres gear I've ever gotten you. I don't think I've ever given Toss any Padres gear, but I've definitely given my roommate Zach and Brandon Padres shirts for the holidays. I feel like that should be a normalized thing at some point.
I agree. I also think that y'all's gear is more fun and more colorful and more like there's like just so many different things to it, like so many different
I'd rather Red Sox hat, though.
Yeah, I mean it's just more the Red Sox are more classic, honestly. Like it's just the B. I mean you could get the Sox for like the off-brand look for the other logo, but to me it's just like, you know, the B, and it's a classic like Yankees, it's a classic look like that. But the Padres, like there's so many different styles, so many different colorways you can go with it, and I think it's one of those teams that really has transformed throughout the years, probably maybe even the most of any team in baseball as far as the color switch ups.
Yeah, I mean you would call that an identity crisis, I guess, throughout their tenure.
Oh yeah, here we go.
No, I mean they've went from the original brown back in the day, brown and gold, and then they towards the late 80s, early 90s had like a brown and orange, which was actually pretty cool. Then they transitioned to the hat that I'm wearing, where it was a dark blue, navy, and orange and white pinstripes. And then in the early 2000s, they head to that just flat navy. And then they had the cream, like tan away uniforms, which is pretty cool and unique. They were like actually sand tan. And then like in the late 2010s, like 2010, 2011 was like probably the most boring era, where it was literally just navy and white. No identity whatsoever. They did, you know, gray.
The Khalil Green days.
No, I mean, even Khalil Green had the tan back in the day, and they had like the Padres like wave that would go across the jersey.
Yeah.
But then, you know, once Manny Machado got to town, once Tatis came to town, once the franchise started to turn around and get more exciting, they, you know, adopted the brown and gold again. I think fans are really excited that it's back, but I'm a sucker for these old school orange and navies. I think a lot of fans would love to see those brought back every now and then. And then they probably have the most wild City Connect uniform that's out there, with the pink and the teal and the yellow.
One of the better ones. Yeah, it's definitely wild. Those are like out of pocket, the City Connects, but those are definitely some of the better ones. I mean, the Red Sox is, you know, right. Yellow and bright blue.
Yeah, but they all have meaning. Like,
yeah, they all have meaning. They all have meaning. I don't want to like say they don't have any meaning.
And for those who don't know, like why the Padres have it, I'm sure a lot of people have questioned it. They wanted to like embody multiple cities that San Diego takes on, which is Tijuana and San Diego, because there's so many like Mexican San Diegans and like people in Mexico that either work in San Diego that live in Tijuana, or even vice versa. A lot of people have family there. So Tijuana, like if you look at like their city streets, like there's a bunch of like art and like you know, like paper mache.
Have you been?
I've never been, but I've seen pictures. My parents went a lot when they were younger. It got dangerous over the years. So I went in my mom's stomach. So yes, technically being a being on this earth, I was there. But they wanted to embody both cities that represented San Diego. So yeah, they gave a little bit of a tribute to the Mexican culture.
Nice. You were cargo on the trip to Tijuana, smuggled across the border. You're the old mule. All right, let's get into it though. On a serious note, we'll do MVP picks first. We'll start in the AL. You'll give me your pick, you'll give me your dark horse, and you'll give me your long shot. Nick, lead us off.
All right. I'm going to lead off with Corey Seager as my pick for the AL MVP. You know, obviously he was the World Series MVP, and I think he's going to look to keep that going, stay hot kid. And if he can just play a full healthy season, I mean, he probably could have been the MVP last season too.
Okay. My pick is Juan Soto, and then I'll go to my dark horse, which is Corey Seager. I think he's my dark horse. I mean, odds wise, I think he's top five. He's plus 1,000. Juan Soto's second at plus 600. Juan Soto's my pick, lefty. His on-base percentage is amazing. He's a great hitter. He's in the short porch Yankee Stadium. If Judge is healthy, you know, they're, you know, back to back in the lineup, and that's great protection across the board. He'll see some good pitches, better pitches than he even was seeing, despite being in a fantastic Padres lineup last year. I'm curious to see how many runs he drives in, because outside of Judge and Gleyber Torres, I'm not too stoked about that lineup. I think it's a bit overrated, but nonetheless, I think Juan Soto, he's in a contract year. Scott Boras is going to get him a 1-year, $70 million deal next year. So I'm anticipating that he lives up to the hype. But Seager, I guess, is my dark horse pick, and I'm going to throw him as a dark horse pick because you're right. Like, had he played a full season last year, he'd be well in contention for MVP. His stats were off the charts ridiculous. He was the AL MVP. He was the MVP, sorry, in the World Series, like you said, and yet no one's talking about him as a real AL MVP threat. So my dark horse is Corey Seager. If he plays a full season, the guy could hit 35, 40 even home runs in that lineup, driving a gazillion runs. And we know what his on-base percentage, slugging percentage is, solid in the field, and his batting average should be ridiculous once again. If he can win a batting title, hit 40-plus bombs, he should, and they're firmly in the playoff race, which they should be, he should win the MVP. So that's my dark horse pick. Who's your dark horse? And then give me your long shot.
Yeah, my dark horse is Rafi Devers. I think your Boston boy, I think he's time, you know, he's matured enough, you know, he's played enough years there to really put together a full, complete MVP style season. And I think your Red Sox will be firmly in the mix for a wild card spot this year. And I think he'll be a lot of the reason why. You know, we know what he can do with the bat in his hands. And I think that he's just going to, you know, continue to prove his worth.
Yeah, I mean, look, Devers is in a solid lineup, an underrated lineup. You know, Acosta's at first base, the opposite corner, is supposed to be great for the Red Sox. He had a really good second half last year, and I think he'll bring it on. You have young guys in Rafaela, Willier Abreu, who are really strong players. And then you got the proven guys, Yoshida, who Macho Man was fantastic last year as a rookie. And Trevor Story, the buzz is real in spring training. The contract actually might come to fruition. He might be the real everyday player we thought he was going to be. He might be that 2020 guy, 25 guy if he's fully healthy. If he plays a full season in Boston, he could be great. Duran's leading off, hopefully, and you know he's a great base stealer, and that'll help Devers be in a position to drive in some runs, which he's so great at. And then Tyler O'Neill is another guy in the lineup that's good protection, a strong big bicep righty, and righty's always hitting Fenway. So I'm hoping Devers is in that position. I like that pick. I think our lineup is good. I think our pitching is super sketchy, but we'll see. You know, it's a lot of pitching is sketchy this year. Yeah. And then who's your long shot?
This is a long, long shot, but I mean, I love him, and I think there's a lot of reasons why I can see him winning this. Renia Rosarena. At the end of the day, we looked at who won it last year in the NL, Acuna, and they gave a lot of love to the fact that he stole a lot of bases and hit a lot of home runs. And I think that Randy is the type of guy who can hit 30-30 this year. He hasn't hit 30 in his career before, but you know, he's getting older and getting more mature. And I feel like, you know, he's definitely playing for a little bit more of a bigger contract in the future when he becomes a free agent. So I could see him hitting 30 home runs and stealing close to 40 bags this season.
Wow. A go off year for a Rosarena, a guy we loved last year, a guy at a small point where like, hey, like this guy should be getting some MVP votes.
Yeah.
So I think
his average just really has never caught up. You know, he hit 254 last year, 263 before that. He's a career 265 hitter, but if he can solidly hit between 280 and 300, you know, 290 maybe, and he hits for 30 plus home runs and steals 40 bags, like he's firmly in the mix, but that's why I say he's a long shot. I mean, there's plenty of guys in the AL that have better stats. I would love to throw, you know, Yordan Alvarez in there, but I just feel like at the end of the day, they always have to value positions. And with him being a DH, like you don't get that positional value of actually fielding as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Kyle Tucker is probably in the dark horse pick, so I wouldn't throw him in the long shot. But at plus 4,000, Marcus Semien's my long shot. He's Seager's teammate. He's a guy that's always been, when he was in Toronto, when he was with Oakland, always firmly in the mix for the AL MVP. Yet he is another guy that's really not talked about in that AL MVP race. So he's good in the field. His WAR is always excellent. He's another guy that swipes a ton of bags, hits a ton of bombs. And if Texas has a monster season, he's going to be a big reason why. So he's another guy also at one point last year, like, hey, like this guy should get some MVP nod and some MVP love. And he's slowed down a little bit, but Semien's a guy that I'm looking at as my long shot pick. Yeah. Go to the NL, man. Give me your NL stuff.
We'll go quick because I know we're trying to make this somewhat of a quick episode.
We'll be fine. We have like 10 minutes left. Yeah, go for it. So
my MVP, I'll just go through all three. My MVP, Mookie Betts, you know, playing shortstop, you know, positional value in there. And I feel like he's just primed for a huge season. Already went off in Korea when he played. Dark horse, Fernando Tatis Jr. Got to give him love. It's going to be his first full season back, coming off of a platinum glove winning season, losing Juan Soto, coming to be like the solidified guy of this team. And I feel like same reason why I like Randy Rosarena, even more so I like Tatis because I think he can go 40-40. Long shot, Cody Bellinger. I think, you know, he had a really big up year and I think he's going to continue to climb. He got a contract. It's still probably not even the contract that he was looking for. So he's going to continue to try to prove himself. And this Cubs team were in the mix last year, you know, for the wild card. And he's a lot of the reason why. And he's won an MVP before in the past. So I like his long shot odds.
Yeah, I love all those picks. My pick in the NL, sorry, I just had it up, is Mookie. I gave you that nod right there. Complete agreement. I mean, the guy's a freak athlete, and his numbers are going to be ridiculous. Would love to see him get one in Dodger Blue. My dark horse, his teammate won it last year. He's so often talked about. This is a guy that I really think has a chance to hit 60 home runs, and if he does it, he should probably win the MVP, and that's Matt Olson, one of the sweetest swings in all of baseball. I think he underratedly went off last year, despite
his teammate?
Acuna won last year. Acuna won last year. His teammate won last year. Yeah,
I thought you were saying Mookie's teammate, Otani, won it last year, and he hit 60 home runs.
Which that could happen too. Yeah. Like I'm hoping Otani's not too distracted to start the season. But I love Olson in that lineup.
You know, I think he's got great protection across the board. And then my dark horse, this is a sneaky one, but he's like my Randy Arozarena. If he hit 30-30, and if this team with a wide open NL Central surprises some people and goes ahead of schedule, which I don't necessarily think will happen, but I think they're on the right path and they were better than people thought last year. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I'm talking about O'Neill, the missile cruise, 6'7", long body, rocket arm in the field, and the guy just absolutely bombs. I'm anticipating him stealing a lot of bases. So if O'Neill Cruz goes off, he could be the long shot NL MVP. Talk to me about your NL Cy Young.
NL Cy Young. Okay, I got to ride this guy because I wrote him last year. I know my guy Blake Snell won, but Zach Gallen, you know, I think at the end of the day, he could be considered dark horse too because he's not top five in odds. But Zach Gallen, I think, you know, is on a team right now that a lot of people are high on, this Diamondbacks team, and they pitched really well last season. Adding Jordan Montgomery definitely helps too, you know, taking some of the weight off his shoulders in the starting rotation, and iron sharpens iron. My dark horse, Tyler Glass now for the Dodgers. Yeah, I think anytime you go to the Dodgers and you're a starting pitcher, I feel like you kind of have a glow up in some way. I mean, I don't know how much more of a glow up he can have. He was a great pitcher with the Rays, but coming off of an injury, he's, you know, looking to prove himself. And then my long shot, I think a lot of people really, you know, like the value here for him, but Jesus Luzardo, I mean, a lot of people have just been waiting for him to blossom into a true number one ace, and I think this could be the year. And I do want to give love, and I know this is a little bit biased, but Michael King is plus 10,000 odds to win.
Michael King.
Yeah, exactly. And he's going to be, you know, the fourth starter for the Padres. And he's a guy who's got great stuff that Yankees fans were really pissed off when they let him go, because I think they were looking at him to be a number two or a number three for them.
Yeah. And now with Gerrit Cole, I know they have Juan Soto, who is my MVP pick, but without Gerrit Cole, Michael King would have come in massive handy. All right. I'll go to my pick. I think it's his time. He, to me, with Gerrit Cole out, is the clear cut best pitcher in baseball. Despite, I love Corbin Burns, I love Wheeler, but I think Spencer Strider, if he hits 300 Ks, I think, unlike his teammate Chris Sale, who never got it done and never got over the Cy Young hump despite having insane seasons, I think Spencer Strider can get it done. I think the Braves are primed to have a monster year. He's going to have the wins. He'll have the quality starts. Hopefully his ERA is a bit lower, same with the whip, and his strikeout numbers should be ridiculous. So if Strider's fully healthy, he's the favorite. I do like him to take home the hardware this year. I'm doubling down, going all in on the Braves. My dark horse, you picked a Cub for your long shot MVP. I'm picking a Cub for my dark horse, Cy Young. He finished fifth last year, Justin Steele. He was an all-star. He had a good year the year before in 24 starts, 30 starts last year. He had 16 wins and a 3 ERA. If his ERA, and it was good most of the year, I think his stuff's for real. If his ERA, looking back at what the ERAs were and what they can be this year, with hitting taking like a step forward, if Justin Steele is in that 2.65, 2.5 range, and he leads the league and he wins an ERA title and he wins it handily, I think Justin Steele could be in a prime position to snag the Cy Young. And he's at plus 2,000. I like those odds. And this is my long shot. Your long shot's way better, way more likely. This is a guy who was the number two overall pick. He's a flamethrower. He's been hyped year after year. His strikeout stuff is great, but his ERA's been ballooned year after year as well. And his control is a bit questionable, and his ability to keep the ball in the ballpark and where he pitches is sus. All that being said, if Hunter Green puts it all together, his stuff is so electric that it's worth the long shot flyer, in my opinion. If he puts it together, if the Reds can pop off, and they are already dealing with some injury stuff with Matt McClain going down, if the Reds can pop off and Hunter Green is at the front line of that and has like a massive, his ERA is like a 3.2, but he's like in that Spencer Strider strikeout number range, and he's like beating him out actually, which I think is plausible with his stuff, and his ERA is better, I think there's a shot that Hunter Green snags it, but it's a long, long, long shot.
It's a good pick. But yeah, I'm with you. It's really dependent on that team, I feel like.
Yeah.
AL?
AL, man.
All right. I'm going with one team for all three of these. Can you guess which team?
Mariners.
Yes. My favorite to win it all, Luis Castillo. I think, honestly, he should be, you know, a number top three, top two favorite to win it all in the AL. I mean, him, Burns. I don't love Gosman. I mean, a lot of people have him as a favorite, but you know, we'll see. And then my dark horse being George Kirby, and my long shot being Logan Gilbert, which you can interchange those two. I just looked at who had higher odds, and Kirby had lower odds than Gilbert did when it came to winning this all. But at the end of the day, I think these guys, you know, they sharpen each other when it comes to pitching. I don't think that's going to be their issue as a team this year. I think their issue is going to be offense, but they're going to play a lot of close games. Like, there's going to be a lot of 2-1 games, maybe 1-0 games, maybe 3-2 games. And a lot of it's going to have to do with the fact that these guys can go pitch a lot of innings and they could strike out a lot of batters and miss a lot of bats. And I think all their ERAs are going to go way down this year.
I love your riding the Mariners pitching rotation. I think it's a smart move. I think their pitching rotation's not even just those three guys with Bryce Miller, who's a sneaky guy to break out, and Brian Wu, I think, to me, and their bullpen, I think that's probably the best staff in all of baseball. All right, my first two, I'm going to go in the AL Central. I think this could be viewed as a dark horse pick, but you know what? He's my pick, man. Tarek Skubal is my pick to win the Cy Young. I think he ironically is from Seattle, where he went to Seattle University. His K's per nine were 11 last year, 80 innings, 102 strikeouts last year, sub three ERA in a half season. I think this Tigers team is going to be sneaky. I'm not saying they're going to win the World Series or even the AL Central, but I think they're going to be better than a lot of people anticipated. They have a lot of really good young talent. And Tarek Skubal is my sneaky pick to win the Cy Young. We see it every year. We've seen it a million times. Someone just comes out of nowhere and snags the award. Like, this could be that year. This could be the Dallas Keuchel type blow up for him.
You didn't mind. He only pitched 80 innings last year.
I know. He pitched a half year. If he pitches a full year, his stuff is so ridiculous. I think he could win the Cy Young. My dark horse is Cole Reagans, in Kansas City. He's being pegged as the next DeGrom. He came over in the Chapman trade and then just took off in Kansas City. Reagans is an absolute monster, and I think he's a dark horse pick for me to win the Cy Young. And my long shot, a Yankee, man. They signed him to that massive deal last year. He was hurt. He was bad when he came back, but Carlos Rodon has looked fantastic this spring. And if Carlos Rodon's stuff is in place, he has that New York media bias with him, and the Yankees are winning games, I think Rodon could be a long shot to win the Cy Young. Give me your rookie of the year stuff, man.
AL or NL, which one do you want to start?
Go with NL.
Okay. Jackson Merrill, baby. Oh. Center fielder, San Diego Padres. Seriously, I mean, I think the kid, like, he had an unreal spring.
He's my dark horse, by the way.
He's been great in the minors. I actually couldn't even get odds for him on our betting site because I think the odds makers are super scared to get him. I think they're just down right now because of the fact that they're trying to adjust what it should be valued at. But he already, you know, he got two hits out of the way in Korea in his first series against the Dodgers. Positional value, I mean, he's there playing center field, one of the most valuable positions in baseball. Steals bases, can hit for power. Freak athlete. So I think he's got a real shot here. And if he hits 280 and, you know, pops off for 20 home runs and steals 20 plus bags, gotta give it to him. Dark horse, Paul Skeens. Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, Skeens is a really sought after pitcher that people were, you know, really high on. And if, you know, he can, you know, at least, you know, put together like a 3.5 ERA this season, 3.4, he might, you know, be in contention there. And then long shot, Peter Crow Armstrong. I feel like Cubs always, like, when they have like these guys that just are young that are supposed to, you know, be hot hitters, they come out scorching right off the bat. And I'm just thinking of kind of like when Chris Bryant was there, you know, Ian Happ, like guys like that that kind of come up and just like arrive on the scene right away.
Yeah, he's giving me a Jason Hayward vibe. Actually, I want to throw that out because I think he is graded as I know he's graded as the highest fielder in the minors. He's a fielding monster. He's a machine. He's from Los Angeles. Shout out to Bryce Lord, former intern of ours. They're boys. They were actually boys from high school. So that's a really fun pick of yours. I gave you my dark horse. It's your boy, Jackson Merrill. My other picks, no Dodgers. My long shot and my actual pick. No Yamamoto. And no,
I mean, he started off bad in his first game. So, I mean, I feel like that might hurt his odds a little.
I like Jackson Churio. I think he's the number two prospect in all of baseball. He's a guy that could go 20-20, even 25-25 in Milwaukee. Really great young outfielder. He's a teenager. I think he could be the next big phenom, the next big thing in Milwaukee. And I'm also going to go with his teammate who came over in the Corbin Burns deal. Not Joey Ortiz, but DL Hall. One's a top prospect for the Baltimore O's. He's a flamethrower. He's got great strikeout stuff. If he has a full healthy season in that rotation, we know how the Brewers can just make pitchers better. Honestly, I think it's a very underrated thing. Like, the Rays always get credit for it, but the pitchers that always come through Milwaukee, by and large, have typically great seasons. So for me, DL Hall is a sneaky pick to win that NL Rookie of the Year. I'll take us to the AL. Right quick, my pick, Evan Carter. We saw what he could do in the World Series and the playoffs. Talk about a guy that can go 20-20. I think he's the clear-cut pick. Junior Caminero for Tampa Bay, depending on when he comes up and how much he's playing early on and how hot he can get. He's got insane power in Tampa Bay, and he is going to replace Wander Franco. They're not even going to – I mean, they will miss him, but they won't miss him because of this kid. And then in Baltimore, Colton Cowser, again, another guy. He's my long shot. I'll see – was that your pick too? I want to see when he comes up, but he's a fantastic player, fantastic young outfielder. And it just seems that the Baltimore Orioles are bursting at the seams with young talent that's going to keep the O's and their new ownership happy for a long time.
Yeah, Evan Carter is my AL pick. I mean, you just got to go off of the season that he put together at the end of last season, and he already has that veteran presence as a rookie coming in. My dark horse is Parker Meadows, center fielder for Detroit. I feel like they're one of those teams that could really use him when he gets called up and, you know, can really blossom into a fine young talent there. And then my long shot is Colton Cowser as well. Big moose who I feel like can, you know, rip the cover off the ball. And you know, could be a good cornerstone for them at some point if they're trying to be competitive.
Yeah, which I think they will be. All right, AL winner, NL winners. Give me your dark horse, your picks, your dark horse, your long shots down the board, everything.
Yep, my pick is Houston. My dark horse is Baltimore. My long shot is Toronto.
Okay, interesting. My pick is Houston. I think they have the best raw. I actually think they have the best roster in baseball. My dark horse is in it. I mean, my dark horse is Minnesota. I told you guys I had a dream yesterday to bet a future on the Minnesota Twins going to the World Series. I actually think their rotation is sneaky too. I know Johan Duran is dealing with a lat strain right now, but when he gets back, that bullpen is formidable. And then Royce Lewis is just a freak of nature, the former first overall pick, and I'm excited for him to pop off this season. The long shot is the Rays. And I think maybe because of the similar reason as you has Toronto, I think Baltimore and New York are getting a lot of hype in that AL East, but I think Tampa Bay's rotation can be pretty strong. And I think their lineup is always sneaky, and Kevin Cash is a fantastic manager and they're a great organization. Do I think they're going to win it? No. Do I think they're going to get there? No, but they are definitely a team I think can get to the playoffs, hit their over on wins, and make some noise. And then NL winner Braves. I'm locked in on them. I think their rosters, I know the Dodgers, but like, I like their roster better. I just do for some reason. It just makes me a little more comfortable. It's a little more secure. Dark Horse Giants. It's an even year. They added Snell. They added Webb. They added Chapman. They had some really terrible defense last year, and I think Chapman's going to be a massive piece for them. So I like that a lot. And then my long shot.
And Junho Lee too.
Yeah. They had a lot of defensive help, and my long shot, no way it's going to happen. But the NL Central is just so wide open in my eyes in some capacity. Pittsburgh Pirates, baby. Win the division, get to the World Series. You negged me last year. Last year you negged me on their over-under, and I said they were going to go over, and they did go over. I think this is a year where the NL Central, I think the Cardinals bounce back, but you never know. I think anything could happen there.
I feel like every year we pick a couple of teams that we feel like are people are sleeping on that are going to go far. Last year for us, it was the Diamondbacks and the Orioles, which both teams were awesome. One of them was in the World Series. The other one was a over 90 win team. So, you know, if that's your team, then I'll trust you on that. My winner, the Braves as well. I mean, it's really hard to compete with the team that has the favorite to win the Cy Young and the favorite to win the MVP. And they could easily, you know, do it and then have, you know, another guy that comes in second in the MVP, and the guy comes in second in the Cy Young, you know, and Max Fried and Matt Olson. My dark horse is Philly. They've retained a lot of their players, and well, you don't think that's a dark horse?
No, I'm gonna push back a little bit on that. I get what you're saying.
No, they're like the fifth or sixth best odds. I mean, if we're looking at dark horse, like we've picked, like Corey Seager's got like the fifth best odds to win MVP, and you have him as your dark horse.
Okay, that's fair. I'll let it slide. All right, give me your dark horse.
That is my dark horse, Philly.
I'm sorry, your sleeper, your long shot.
My long shot, the San Diego Padres. Keep sleeping on us. Look, seriously, at the end of the day, you said the biggest question mark was rotation, right? And right after you said that, a week later, they add.
I just think your picks, sorry to cut you, I think your picks could be bumped, though. I think you guys are a dark horse. I think you're better than a long shot. I want to give you that credit. First of all, I just want to say this to you. I'm in a lot of fantasy baseball drafts. Suarez is being grossly overlooked. I think he's got stuff.
He does got stuff. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to him staying healthy and being available. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, he was great for us 2 years ago. And then he had kind of a down year last year. I mean, he was coming back from injury. And then to start the season, he got a four-out save in Korea. So we like that. But it's going to come down to, you know, if the bullpen can kind of have his back here as well. The wheels can fall off really quickly. I just say we're a long shot because when it comes down to it, the odds makers have us right now as an even team. Our over-under is 81 wins. So if you're looking at it from just a purely making the playoff standpoint, usually an 81-win team is not making the playoffs. Like, you got to hit at least 85, 87 wins to even be considered a wild card team this year. And so that's why I have the Padres, which if it were me, I would be taking that those odds because I feel like they will probably be at least 6 or 7 games better than 81 and they'll be firmly in the mix.
Now, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But if you think about it, let me just quickly just list this off. Soto departure, Snell departure, Hader departure. Those are the big losses on the team. Snell won the Cy Young, sure, but your knock on him, everyone's knock on him, he can't go deep. He walks a lot of batters. He puts a big strain on your bullpen. It honestly might alleviate some of the pain now that we have Michael King and Dylan Cease in there instead of a Blake Snell. Soto, sure, he's an MVP candidate, gets on base like a machine, but there were a lot of questions whether or not he was the right locker room fit. There's a reason why Bob Melvin, you know, is no longer coaching this team. There's a reason why there were so many issues and behind closed doors meetings and media people saying that there were too many egos involved. I think a lot of this had to do with Soto. And I've actually heard, I can't like say exactly who, but I've heard from like very close sources that people didn't like him. That like players did not like Soto's mentality of just being like the guy. And like, he felt like he was the hottest thing since sliced bread, which like, you know, he's pretty dope, but you know, in a locker room where there's a bunch of superstars. Yeah. He's dope. Sure. But in a locker room, where there's a bunch of superstars. It's like, you can't be like, I'm the guy, you know, especially when you're the youngest guy there. So that's one issue. And then Hader was the guy who didn't want to go more than, you know, 2 games in a row. He didn't want to pitch 4 out saves. Like, you want your closure to be a guy that does everything he's been asked of. And that's why Suarez is our guy. And like, that's why some of these close, like Mariano Rivera was the king of 4 out saves. I don't know why Hader refused to do it. I think it's because he was a contract year and he didn't want to put himself up for risk of injury. But, you know, ultimately he chased the money and he went to Houston and he's going to get the best of both worlds. He's going to get the money and he's going to probably win a World Series.
Yeah. So. I think sometimes addition by subtraction works. I think a lot of people were saying that, like, to cross board in New York when they got rid of RJ Barrett, you know, addition by subtraction. Also the Herb Brooks mentality, the right guys, not necessarily the best guys, you know? And I think, look, you still got Xander Bogaerts, who I think had 2 great a front and a back end of the season. You just got to put it together for the full thing, which we know we can. And then hopefully this Merrill kid's good. And then you got
By all accounts, like, Xander Bogaerts didn't have a bad year. It was a down year for Xander Bogaerts, but you know, he still hit 285, 19 home runs. Like, that's a pretty solid year. And if you're looking at our infield alone, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, Ha-Seong Kim, and Cronenworth, you got 3 all-stars there. Ha-Seong Kim, you know, potentially could have been an all-star last year. You've got a young, promising catcher in Camposano. The rotation, you know, a lot of veteran presence, but you, like we said, we added Cease and Michael King that we like, Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish. And then you got the Platinum Glover, who's an MVP candidate in Fernando, and then Jackson Merrill in center field. And then really your only question is left field. You know, right now it's Profar, and then they're potentially thinking about signing Pham. And they could always look to make trades at the deadline. So that's why I like this team as a long shot. And it's a little biased, but at the same time, I like when people sleep on us because last year there was too much hype and it made me super nervous.
Yeah, I would love to see you. I like Cronenworth, but I wouldn't mind seeing him take a utility role and really up in the ante at first base to get some bop. I think that would be, I don't know where you get it. I'm not giving you any solutions right now, but your infield's ridiculous. Obviously you have Ethan Salas. He could be your net. He's supposed to be your sliced bread. Right. So I think there's a lot of good things to like about your team. You're in a lot. I think I would rather have your team situation than my team situation for sure. I think it's a more winnable playoff spot in, that you guys have. And I think that your rotation, I think Cease is going to bounce back. In my opinion, I think he's a good candidate.
It was a dumpster fire in Chicago last year. Anything to get out of there, I'm sure it'll be better.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me your hot takes, man.
Just list them down the line, or you want to
go for it? And we'll just see. Well, if it's too hot, we'll see. We'll get in the kitchen.
Okay. Number one, historically bad teams this year. Like I'm talking about, like multiple teams, like combining for the devastating amount of losses. Like Colorado, the Nationals, the Athletics, like these teams are going to be awful. And I think it's going to be one of those historic years where like you literally just see like why are these teams should be playing in AAA. that's really the case this year. For at least those three. Number two, Dodgers, I think, missed the World Series. I mean, is that a big hot take? I mean, that's just, it's pretty on par with them. And especially if Ohtani's not pitching, like I still think that there's a lot of distractions and I feel like they're going to choke again. Number three, I'm going to say this for last actually. Okay. Number three, at least three NL teams make the playoffs. So obviously the Dodgers, Diamondbacks were a World Series favorite. You just had a dark horse for the Giants. The Padres are my long shot. I think at least three of those teams are making the playoffs, if not all four. Like there's a world where all four make the playoffs because there's three wild card spots, which would be insane, but this is a very competitive division. Number four, record number of rookies in the All-Star games this year. That's Evan cute. Carter, okay. Jackson Merrill, maybe Yamamoto, Jung-Ho Lee. Like there's a good amount of rookies this year that I think can make it. I mean, Wyatt Langford, like these, they're good players out there.
We forgot about him. We should have given him a shout out. He can definitely get his ass on in there. That boy can smash.
100%. All right. My hottest take, Soto gets dealt at the deadline. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a rental, right? Like he hasn't signed a contract. You know, you're getting 1 year of Soto if you're the Yankees. And I really, like, I think people are overhyping them this year. I think it's a big, big loss. I don't think they sold out on pitching. They sold to us, Johnny Brito and Michael King, two guys they could have really used. And they might be in a position where they're not going to be competitive enough to even afford Soto. And you might as well get back what you can, kind of do a, not an Indian buyback, you know, where you Norwegian buyback, where you
can save
an Indian giver buyback, but it could be a situation where they're just looking to get something out of them because look, Padres and Angels last year were like terrible examples of why you should trade your players at the deadline because Snell and Hader left the Padres and we got left with our dick in our hands and Ohtani left the Angels and they got left with their dick in their hands. Like they could have gotten maybe two like farm changing prospects for Ohtani, maybe three. Just for half a season of Ohtani, not even.
Could have gotten the world. They went all in and they botched that too. It was terrible. I like that hot take. That's a hot take. Mine, we did it last year, doing again, piggybacking off your Angels. Mike Trout, see ya. He's gone. He's getting traded too. That's my hot take. It's time. My other one.
Give me like two or three spicy destinations.
Mike Trout spicy destinations.
I think we could be in the mix.
Oh, yeah.
We have the farm and we need outfield.
I think Philly's always in the mix. They'll figure out a way to make it happen. Their pockets are just ridiculously deep. So Philly, from the area. So that's one pick. Toronto is a sneaky pick. They want to make something happen so bad. They were so in on Ohtani, and they want to make it happen so bad in Toronto. So I think Trout, Vlad, Bichette.
They're in on Yamamoto, too.
Yeah, I think that's a seller. So I think Toronto is in the mix to make a massive splash. He's not going to go in division. You guys are a good pick. I'm not saying the Dodgers. F that. You know what? Cubs. If the Cubs are hot and the Cubs are in the mix and he's available, yeah, I like the Cubs.
Be cool.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yankees go 1-2 in MVP voting. Soto, Judge, if they're both healthy. Astros and or Dodgers break the MLB win record. The Pirates and the Royals don't suck and are both over 500. No World Series hangover for the Rangers or the D-backs. Both teams are good this year. Competitive. Yeah. I like your hot take, though. Nick, that was a fun baseball preview, man. That was a, that got me amped for the season, baby. Shout out Heath Bell. I think he got you warmed up in the pen to get cooking over here. if you listen to us on the Mightier 1090, thank you. Shout out to your families, as always. Fisher, DJ, Nikki Snackscrider, Stripe Sports. We will see you guys throughout the season. But more importantly, see you later or see you another time.
Go Padres.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.